This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, big, small, or petty, tell us one thing you've stolen in your lifetime. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, holas.
Hola.
All right, so this was probably back in high school. Me and my two best friends were just stoned out of our minds, driving around a hot summer day, nothing to do, no school to go to, no girls to hang out with. One of my buddies had to use the restroom at a grocery store up in Auburn. So we're sitting there at the entrance in my buddy's car waiting for my buddy to come out of the restroom. And he comes out with a big box in his hands, big grin on his face, and he's literally high-stepping to my buddy's car. And he throws the box into the back seat, gets in, and says, go, 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 go. So we're like, okay, this is really unexpected. And we drive down the street and pull over, and we look at the box, and it is a massive box, like a whole display of king-size Airheads, the candy.
Wow.
And so, me and my high school best friends, stoned out of our minds, lived off of Airheads for about four straight days after that.
Airheads.
That's what he stole.
I mean, I like sour, but that's a lot of sour candy.
That is a lot. Did you guys go through all of them?
Yeah, we went through all of them in about three or four days. The colors of my poop were out of this world. Good times.
Okay.
I like it, man.
Yeah.
Well, if you can get your hands on that much.
Was it your brother, Ted, that he was selling the school candy bars and someone held him up and stole his loot somewhere?
So my brother, right, when he was doing it for Carol, he was down by where my grandparents lived in Northeast D.C., right? So it's funny. It's important to the story that it's that stop, right? So he got robbed. They stole all his candy, stole his money. Now you fast forward 10 years later, my buddy Bernie is selling candy bars for Dematha at the same metro stop. And three dudes walk by and are like, hey, man, like, give us a candy bar. So you guys know Bernie.
Yeah.
I'm giving you effing, blah, blah, blah. Guys come back with a gun and said, we'll take all the candy bars and your money.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, and the money? And they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Same metro stop.
Jesus. Damn, probably the same dudes.
Big, small, or petty, tell us one thing you've stolen in your lifetime. 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, we stole a keg once when I was living in Baltimore.
How'd you steal it?
Well, we knew these guys were having a keg party, but they were across the alley, right? So we could see into their back door. And then they all went to a sporting event or something. The keg was there. So we just walked over and took it, and then we had it at our house. Then basically, they looked over and saw us doing keg stands in our kitchen. Came over like, you guys stole our keg. We were like, what? And they're like, you stole our keg. And we were like, all right. And they were like, bring it over. And we were like, no, you want it? You take it back over.
Did they grab it themselves?
They did, but I was lucky. I had my cousin in town. He had a couple of his buddies. They were a little more rough and tumble from PG County. So, I mean, these guys were talking a lot of trash at the front door with Cam. Now, Cam's a good dude, but Cam's like basketball player, maybe my height.
All right.
So you're going to walk it back. And he's like, no, I'm not walking it back over. Then they walk into the kitchen. There's just like four big dudes staring at him. And they were like, no, you know what? We could. It's fine. We'll walk it.
I love you stole their keg. I'm like, you want it? Take it back yourself.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done anything, but they didn't know that. Like, we were just being stone-faced on the verge of being like, all right, you got it.
Right.
But they panicked so quickly, we were like, just
stay mean, man.
Yeah.